Christian soldiers marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.
Shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded white Christian Israelite brothers and sisters out there. I'm Pastor Steve. The show is Word for Word for Tuesday, November the 1st, 2016. And we're going to be getting into chapter 15 and 16 of the book of Joshua. That's Joshua in the English. And we need to get right into this because chapter 15 is rather long, a lot of verses. Not real long ones, but a lot of verses there. Just a second, let me get a hit of coffee. Oh, yes. And that keeps me going, folks. So, chapter 15... Verse 1, this is all about the apportioning of the promised land to the different tribes. Verse 1 of chapter 15, this became the portion by lot of the children of the tribe of Yehuda by their clans. As I said yesterday, they were clannish people. They had clans within the tribes. So that established that tradition for us. To the border of Edom, the wilderness of Sin, T-S-I-N, 6790. Southward to the extreme edge of the south, that would be the Negev. Verse 2, and their southern border was from the edge of the Salt Sea. Okay, that is known as the Dead Sea today. From the tongue-shaped bay, 3956, that faces southward. And it went forth to the south from Maale Akrabim. That's 4610, and that means Scorpion Pass. And passed along to Sin, T-S-I-N again, and ascended up from the south to Kadesh Barnea, and passed along to Hezron, that's Hezron, 2696, and ascended to Adar, 146, and circled around to Karka, Q-A-R-Q-A, 7173. And it passed toward Atzmon, 6111, and went forth to the Wadi of Mitzrayim, and the end point of that border was at the sea. This shall be your south border. That would be the Mediterranean Sea. Verse 5. And the east, 6924, border was the Salt Sea, in other words, the Dead Sea, unto the end of the Jordan, where it empties into the Dead Sea, the Jordan River. And the border on the north side was from the tongue-shaped bay of the sea at the extreme end of the Jordan. And the border went up to Beth Kogla, 1031, and passed along by the north of Beth Ha'arabah, 1026, and the border went up to the stone of Bohan, 932. the son of Reuben. He evidently named a great stone after himself. Verse 7. And the border went up toward Debir from the valley of Achor, 5911. Remember Achor, the valley of trouble. And northward, facing toward Gilgal, that is before the ascent, 4608, to Adumim, 131. Which is on the south side of the wadi, and the border passed toward the waters of Ein Shemesh, 5885, and the endpoint of it was at Ein Rogel, 5883. And the border went up by the valley of Ben Hinnom, 2011. Let's stop right there. Valley of Gehinnom. Gehinnom. G-E-Y. Hinnom. Gehenna. They translated that eventually into Gehenna and then into hell. That was the valley where they had the garbage pits. And they burned garbage there. All the unclean stuff that they want to get rid of, they burned all that stuff there. So you will be sent to Gehenna. Well, no, it's not Gehenna. It's Gehinnom, the valley of Hinnom. Okay? Valley of the son of Hinnom here. So there you go. That's how they've changed words. Valley of Ben Hinnom to the south side of the Yabusi, the Jebusites. The same is Yerushalayim. The city of the Yabusi, it was originally called Yebus. And they changed the name after they conquered it to Yerushalayim. Jerusalem, okay? And the border went up to the top of the mountain that is before the valley of Hinnom, seaward, in other words, that's toward the Mediterranean Sea, which is at the end of the valley of Rephaim, 7497, the valley of giants, northward. And the border inclined, 8388, from the top of the hill to the spring, 4599, that's the waters of Nephtoach, 5318. And went forth to the cities of Mount Ephron, 6085, and the border inclined to Baalah, 1173, which is Kiriath Yearim, 7157. They've changed a lot of the names with English spelling. I'm sorry, but they did. And the border went around from Baalah seaward to Mount Seir. That's where the Edomites were. And passed along to the side of Mount Yearim, 3297, which is Kesalon, 3693, from the north side, and went down to Beth Shemeth, the house of the sun. And passed on to Timnah, 8553. Verse 11. And the border went forth to the side of Ekron, northward, and the border inclined to Shikaron, 7942. They've got Shikron in the King James, but it's Shikaron. and passed along to Mount Baala, and went forth to Yabneel. Y-A-B-N-E-E-L. Yabneel. Okay. 2995. And the end point of the border was at the sea. That's the Mediterranean Sea. And the seaward border was the Great Sea. 3220. The Mediterranean Sea. And the boundary of it. This is the border of the children of Yehuda on all sides according to their clans. Again, clans, not family. Another King James error. Verse 13, and to Caleb, the son of Jephunneh, he gave a portion among the children of Yehuda, according to the commandment of Yahweh to Yahshua, Kiriath Arba, named for the father of Anak, which is Hebron. And verse 13 and 14, you can reference Judges chapter 1, verse 20. Verse 14, and Caleb dispossessed from there the three sons of Anak, Sheshai, 8344, Achiman, 289, and Talmai, 8256, the descendants, 3211, of Anak. And verse 14, you can reference Numbers chapter 13, verse 22, and Judges chapter 1, verse 10. Verse 15, and he went up from there to the inhabitants of Debir. And the name of Debir before was Kiriath Sefer, 7158. And that means the city of scribes. Verse 16 and 17, you can reference Judges chapter 1, verses 12 and 13. Verse 16, and Caleb said, he that smites Kiriath Sefer and captures it, to him I will give Achsah, 5915, my daughter, to wife. Verse 17, and Othniel, 6274, the son of Kenaz, 7073, that's Q-E-N-A-Z, the brother of Caleb, captured it. And he gave him Achsah, his daughter, to wife. Verse 18, and it came to pass, as she came, that she incited him, 5496, in other words, she pestered him, to ask of her father a field. And she dismounted, 2543, from upon her ass, 2543. And Caleb said to her, what do you wish? She answered, give me a present. 1293. Because you have given me Negev land. All right, that's a desert region. It's real dry. Give me also Guloth Mayim, 1543. And he gave her the upper and lower Guloth Mayim. All right, now there's a definition to that. 1543 means basins of water. These were wells in the Negev which is desert land, and they had to have sufficient water to use the land for livestock and for personal use. So she had Negev land, which is desert, very dry, and now he gave her two springs. So there we go. In verse 20, this is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Yehuda according to their clans. Verse 21, and the far end cities of the tribe of the children of Yehuda toward the border of Edom in the Negev were Kabseel, 6909, Eder, 5740, Yagur, 3017, Kina, that's Q-I-Y-N-A-H, 7016, Dimona, 1776, Adada, 5735, verse 23, Kedesh, Q-E-D-E-S-H, Katzor, Yithnan, 3497, Ziph, Z-I-Y-P-H, 2128, Telem, 2928, Be'aloth, 1175, and Katzor, Kadata, 2675, Kerioth, 7152, Ketzron, which is Katzor. Let's stop right here. Kerioth, 7152. Remember the disciple that betrayed Yeshua Messiah? And in your King James Bible, they call him Judas Iscariot. All right. Well, his name in Hebrew was Yehuda, in other words, Judah, Ish, man of Kerioth, Q-E-R-I-Y-Y-O-T-H, in the territory of Yehuda. That's what his name means. Yehuda, man of Kerioth. This city that we're talking about right here in verse 25 of chapter 15. That's where he was from. So a little history lesson right there. Verse 26. Amam, 538. Shema, 8090. Molada, 4137. Katzor Gada, 2693. Keshmon, 2829. Beth Palet, 1046. Verse 28. Katzar Shual, 2705. Be'er Sheba, 884, they call that Beersheba. Beit Palet means house of escape. Beersheba, Bizoteya, 964. Verse 29, Ba'ala, 1173, Iyim, 5864, Etzem, 6107. Verse 30. Eltolad, 513. Kesil, 3686. That's K-E-S-I-Y-L. Korma, that's Horma in the King James. Verse 31, Ziklag 6860. That is T-S-I-Q-L-A-G. Madmana 4089. And that means dung heap. Sansana 5568. Verse 32, Lebaoth 3822, Shilkim 7978, Ayin 5871, and Rimmon 7417. All the cities, 29 with their villages, in other words, suburbs, main town, suburbs outside of town. Verse 33, in the lowland, 8219, Eshtaol, 847, Saria, T-S-A-R-E-A-H, 6881, and Ashna, 823, verse 34. Zanoak 2182, Ain Ganim 5873, Tapuak, Anon EYNAN 5879, Yarmouth 3412, Abdulam 5725, Soko 7755, and Azeka. Now let's stop here. Abdulam 5725. In David's old age, they had a young virgin girl who was an Adullamite, taking care of David. She slept with him, not sexually, just laid next to him and gave him heat because he was old. Well, that's where she came from, of the city of Adullam in the territory of Yehuda. She was an Adullamite. So that's in the future. When you hear that she was an Adullamite, that's where she came from. Verse 36. Sha'arayim 8189, Adithayim 5723, Gedera 1449, and Gederothayim 1453. 14 cities with their villages. That's their suburbs, as I said. So, pardon me, folks. I got a frog in my throat. I got to get a hit of coffee. If you bear with me here. Ah, man. That's a lot of cities. And I get a little dry after reading all of that. Continuing on with chapter 15, verse 37. Senan, that's T-S-E-N-A-N 6799. Kadasha 2322. Migdal God 4028. Verse 38. Dilian 1810. Mitzpeh Yochteel 3371. Lachish. Remember when they conquered Lachish? Well, there it is. That's one of the cities of Yehuda. Botskoff 1218. That's Botskoth. Eglon, another one they captured. Kabon, Kabbon 3522. Lachman 3903. Kithlish 3798. Gederoth 1450. Beth Dagon 1016. That means the house of the fish god or the fish. Naamah 5279. And Makeda, 16 cities with their villages. Verse 42. Libna, 3841. Ether, 6281. Ashan, 6228. Verse 43. Yiftach, 3316. Ashna 823, Netzeb 5334, Keila 7084, that's Q-E-I-Y-L-A-H, Achzeb 392, and Maresha 4762. Nine cities with their villages. Verse 45. Ekron, E-Q-R-O-N, with her towns and villages. Verse 46. From Ekron to the sea, all that was near Ashdod with their villages. Verse 47. Ashdod with her towns and villages. Azah 5804, that is called Gaza, with her towns and villages, to the Wadi of Mitzrayim and the Great Sea and its border. That's the Mediterranean Sea again. Verse 48, in the mountains, Shamir 8069, Yatir 3492, Soko, verse 49, Dana, 1837, Kurioth Sana, 7158, which is Debir, that's the same as Kurioth Sefer. They just repeated it with a different name, and that's the city of scribes. So that's a repeat. I didn't write it. I'm just reading what was written. Verse 50, Anab 6024, Eshtemoa 851, Anim 6044, verse 51, Goshen, 1657. That's a town on the border of Yehuda's land, not in Egypt. Kolon, 2473. And Gilo, 1542. 11 cities with their villages. Verse 52, Arab 694, Duma 1746, Esheon 824, Yanim 3241, Beth Tapuak 1054, Afeka 664, verse 54, Kumta 2547, Kirioth Arba, that's the city of Arba, which is Hebron, and Sior 6730. 9 cities with their villages. Verse 55. Maon, Carmel, that's Mount Carmel, Ziph, 2128, Ziyph, Utah, Yuttah, 3194, Yisrael, 3157, Yokdeam, 3347, Zanoach, verse 57, Cain, 7041, that's Cain. Okay, there was a city after that. Gibeah, 1390. And Timnah, 8553. 10 cities with their villages. Verse 58. Kalkul, 2478. Now in King James they have Halhul. They can't get it right. Beth Zur, 1049. Gedor, 1446. Verse 59. Ma'aroth, 4638. Beth Anoth, 1042. And Eltekon, 515. 6 cities with their villages. Verse 60. Kiriath Baal, 7154. That means the city of Baal, which is Kiriath Yearim, 7157. They changed the name of it. They didn't want the city of Baal. And Rabbah, 7237. 2 cities with their villages. 61. In the wilderness, Beth Arabah, 1026. Medin, 4081. And Shekaka, 5527. Verse 62. Nibshan, 5044. Ir Hamelach, 5892. Now that means city of salt. Melach is salt. And Ein Gedi, 5872. 6 cities with their villages. Note this. Verse 63, you can reference Judges chapter 1, verse 21. 2 Samuel chapter 5, verse 6. And 1 Chronicles chapter 11, verse 4. This is verse 63. As for the Yabusi, they were Canaanites. The inhabitants of Jerusalem, because it was originally called Yebus, the children of Yehuda could not dispossess them, but the Yebusi dwell with the children of Yehuda at Jerusalem to this day. Verse 63 again shows a violation of Yahweh's commandments to drive out all the Canaanites from the land. This would be a thorn in Israel's side later, as they were warned. They were to get rid of these people, and if you do not, they will be thorns in your side and pricks in your eyes. They just didn't do it. Could not or would not dispossess them. What can I say? They didn't do it. And it disappoints me because I am of the tribe of Yehuda. So, very disappointing. Now we'll get into chapter 16. And this is a smaller, pardon me, chapter. Yehuda was a big tribe, and they got a lot of land and a lot of cities. Verse 1, this is Ephraim and Manasseh's portion. And the portion by lot of the children of Yosef fell from the Yarden River by Jericho to the water of Jericho toward the sunrise, 4217, that's eastward, to the wilderness that ascends from Jericho to Mount Bethel, the mount of the house of God. Bethel. Verse 2, going forth from Bethel to Luz, that's L-U-Z, passing on to the border of the Arki, 757, to Ataroth. Those are the Arkites. Verse 3, going forth seaward, that's 3220, that's westward, to the border of the Japhleti, Japhletites, whatever you want to call them, 3311, to the border of Lower Beth Koron, C-H-O-R-O-N, and to Gezer, and the end point of it is at the sea. So the children of Yosef, Manasseh and Ephraim took their inheritance. Now remember, on the other side of the Jordan, part of the tribe of Manasseh wanted land on the other side for pasture land. They were in with a bunch that stayed over there. So the majority of the people that crossed over to take possession of land on the other side of the Jordan were Ephraimites. There were few Manassehites. Verse 5 of chapter 16. The border of the children of Ephraim, according to their clans, again clans, not families, was the border of their inheritance toward the sunrise was Ataroth Adar, 5853, to upper Beth Koron. And the border went forth toward the sea to Michmetha, 4366, on the north side. And the border went around toward the sunrise to Taanath Shiloh, 8387, and passed toward the sunrise to Yanoach, 3239. It went forth from Yanoach to Ataroth and to Na'ara, 5292, and touched 6293 Jericho, and went forth at the Jordan, that's the Jordan River. Verse 8. The border went from Tapuach seaward to the Wadi Qana, Q-A-N-A-H, and the end point of it was at the sea, that's the Mediterranean Sea. This is the inheritance of the tribe of the children of Ephraim by their clans. verse 9. The cities separated for, 3995, the children of Ephraim were among the inheritance of the children of Manasseh, all the cities with their villages. Now, verse 10, you can reference Judges chapter 1, verse 29. Verse 10, they did not dispossess the Canaanite that dwelt in Gezer, G-E-Z-E-R, but the Canaanite dwell among Ephraim to this day and serve as forced laborers. Again, they disobeyed Yahweh's commands by allowing the Canaanites to remain. They were forced laborers. And now we are forced laborers in the Babylonian money system. Are we not? Say thee yea or say thee nay. Yes or no? Seems like we are. Here we see the beginning. Just when they're coming in the promised land and they're getting this land and they're disobeying. Oh, why did we do that? Look at the mess we're in. And as I said yesterday, we're learning by this history, but our focus has to be on what we're going to do now. Are we going to begin as a people to obey Yahweh once again? Some of us are. I'm not preaching to the choir out there. I'm trying to get the fence sitters and those Judeo-Christians listening in wonder what this old man is spouting about. There is one supreme divine being. His holy name is Yahweh. There is one redeemer of the tribes of Israel, and only the tribes of Israel, and his holy name is Yahshua, the same as the name of this book. And that means Yahweh saves. We are so far gone, and the system is so far gone, and so corrupt, that only Yahweh can save us now. We're going to have the tribulation. It's coming. We're in the time of trouble. But the government's bragging on all their drones, and they've got spy this and spy that. Their technology doesn't work as well as they would like us to believe. They lie, okay? They want us to be intimidated and overwhelmed. Oh, they'll do this and they'll do that. If Yahweh is with us, who can be against us? We will get protection from Yahweh. And we'll have to go through the tribulation. There's not going to be a rapture. The cosmic vacuum cleaner is not going to suck us off the planet. That's false doctrine. That's nonsense. We're going to have to endure it, and those that do not lose their faith, no matter how bad it gets, those people will be saved. But there are going to be those that, oh, I'm just going to turn myself in. It's got to be better. I'm hungry, and we have to clean water through a little water cleaning, water purification device. Gotta carry this Berkey all over with us, and we don't have enough, and I can't, I want a hot shower, and I want a pizza, and I want to watch football. And they'll turn themselves in, and they will torture them, and they will give everybody's name that's in their group. They will rat out their brothers and sisters, and then they'll kill them anyway. They think they will think that they're going to get mercy from these devils. More fool you. And there are going to be those that within our groups that will try to betray us. They're going to opt out. They're going to lose their faith. They're going to fall away, as Pastor Mullett said. Falling away. They're going to lose their faith, and they'll turn on their own. There were all these disciples, and one of them was a devil. So, it's going to be unpleasant. We know this. Oh, man, I'm so sick of hearing. No, you have to get off your dead duff. Turn off the Talmud vision. Teach your children what's in the scriptures and get ready for very, very hard times. Grocery stores will be emptied within 12 hours when the system breaks down, and it will break down. It's crumbling now. Every time there's a heavy snowfall, and people are going to be stuck. The stores are emptied within minutes. They just clean them out. And if the trucks can't get in to resupply the stores, you're not going to be able to go to the grocery store. City water system might get screwed up, so you're going to have water purification. You can't trust that, or they'll put stuff in the water to affect you citywide. You know how evil these devils are. They'll do devilish things. What can you expect from devils except devilment? you're going to do what you want, okay? I understand that. But I'm saying, I have been getting ready, and I'm just about completely there. A lot of my friends have been getting ready for some time. What can I say, if you don't prepare, it's on you. If you don't believe and you don't think it's going to get that bad, and you wait and you wait and you wait and you wait and you wait, you're going to get caught with your proverbial pants down. What can I say? And I won't be on talking anymore. I'll be gone. Where did Pastor Steve go? Up into Piney Woods. I can do just fine up in the Piney Woods. No problem. And I'm going to help my brothers and sisters go up into Piney Woods with me. And be all going to be on your own. So that's why I'm trying to, I'm a voice crying in the wilderness. I know. But the only reason I do it is because I care. Okay. I'm not telling you these things because I'm mad at you, or I don't like you, or I'm just a grouchy old man. I want you to survive. I really, really, really want you to be prepared and bring your Israelite family through this tribulation we're going to have to go through. I don't have any children of my own, but I love yours as if they were mine. And I've never met you or them. Never seen them. But they're little Israelites. They're little Israelites. Of course I love them. There are people that dislike me personally because I'm real straight and narrow. I'm sorry. That's how I'm built now because I've been changed. I lead a real straight lifestyle. Extremely straight. I obey the commandments. I wear a tzitzit shirt with the fringes with blue on them. I have the Ten Commandments posted on my doorpost in obedience to the command. I wear a beard. It's inconvenient. It's hot in the summer. But Yahweh says to do that. My diet matches the scriptures. I eat scriptural food. And I'd like a stuffed pork chop. I love shrimp. I'd like to have a big lobster with drawn butter and maybe some fried oysters. But I don't do it because Yahweh said no. I like German chocolate fudge ice cream, double chocolate. And if it said in the scriptures, you shall not eat German chocolate fudge ice cream, I wouldn't eat it. Just because Yahweh said it. For no other reason that it says not to in the Holy Word. I don't rank high enough in the pecking order of the universe that I question Yahweh. I'm sorry. I know my place. I'm just a man. And I'm a blessed man. Believe me, the things that have happened to me are a blessing. He has showered me with blessings. I have friends now I never had before. True, hardcore Israelite brothers and sisters. That's a blessing in itself. Through my association with Eurofolk Radio, I've got to meet other pastors and talk with them. Got to go to these feasts. And we are not great in number because it's hard financially for people to just take off and go today. We understand that. But the ones that have come have been absolutely marvelous. I've got to meet so many wonderful people. And we're going to survive, folks, and we want you with us. We definitely want you with us. We want you to be blessed as we are blessed. Truthfully. That's not a joke. That's not just me blowing smoke. We're sincere about that. We put a lot of effort into this. All the people associated with EFR are volunteers. Nobody gets paid. This is a cooperative effort of fellow Israelites making this happen. And I am so proud and so happy and so blessed to be part of it. I have learned a lot because Yahweh has revealed a lot to me. And I am blessed to be able to impart this knowledge to you. What you do with it is up to you. You can listen or you can hit the off button. You can go to another website and do something else. Play a video game. But those that the Holy Spirit draws, listen to the preaching on EFR. They listen to Eli. They listen to David James. They listen to Pastor Mullet. They listen to Pastor Visser. They listen to me. And a lot of the other shows. The news that you don't get from the Jews media, you can get it at EFR. All volunteer. Maybe you're not going to be part of EFR, but you can be part of your local group with your local Israelites, and you can gather your congregation together. That you can do. That you can do. You can do that. Do what you can. Don't tilt at windmills and take on something that you can't handle. But what you can do, you should do. And I urge you to do that wholeheartedly. Something's better than nothing. The main thing is your family. Teach your children, for heaven's sakes, teach them. Don't let them grow up being raised by the Talmud vision or playing video games. Sit them down, turn off the electronics, teach them the scripture. Read the scripture together daily. Set a time for your family that will bring your family closer together, and it will be a blessing to you and your family, your wife and your children. Stop working. Sit down around a kitchen table and do a Bible study. That you can do. You can do it. But it takes your will to do it. You have to want to do it. I can't make you do that. You have to do that. There is no control, truly, except self-control. You can be pressured, but you don't have to give in. You control your life, but Yahweh controls eternity. What can I say? You are for Him or you are not. You are with Him or you are not. You know, anything I'm reading here, you can look it up. That's why I'm giving Strong's numbers all over the place. I want you to read. I want you to study. I want you to get reference points. I want you to think about the things that I say, even my editorializing, my preaching now. Think on what I say. I'm not doing this out of malice or because of ego. I'm nobody, man. Really. And there'll be naysayers that, yeah, amen to that. You sure aren't. You're nothing. Well, yeah, you're right. I'm nothing. But Yahweh is something, and I try to teach the word of Yahweh, and that is truly something. I'm just a little spark. But the big bonfire is coming, and it's going to consume his enemies. I always quote this. Read 2 Thessalonians. Doesn't matter what version of the Bible you read, 2 Thessalonians. Chapter 1, verses 6 through 10. And it will tell you what's going to happen when Yeshua Messiah returns. And that's all I can say to you. Until tomorrow, I will say Yahweh bless and Shalom Aleichem. Peace be with you in the name of Yahweh.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before, Christ the Lord.